continuing on now, we needed a voice of reason, so we called in Steve Doolin, attorney, gun owner, Michigan Responsible Gun Owners member and aficionado. Doolin, how are you? It's Friday. Doolin, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. Alex had to push the right buttons. I'm here. I'm supposed to be the guy pushing buttons around here. Tell me that. All right, so let's do a little rudimentary education, if we may. The term silencer on a gun isn't really accurate. Can we go over that real slowly for the folks? Because a silencer, like you see in the movies, that's not really quite accurate, is it?
No, it is the correct legal term because that misnomer was used in most of the statutes, including at the federal level. But it's actually the tactical guys call it a suppressor because it suppresses the sound. It doesn't make the gun silent. It just makes the gun a lot quieter. But in many cases, doctors recommend that you still wear hearing protection, even if you're using a silencer, because it could still be dangerously loud.
Well, there you go. So, there you have it. So, the reason I bring this to your attention, because Senator Bob Menendez, your hero and mine, said gun silencers muffle the sound of gunfire from unsuspecting victims, because Democrats have now introduced legislation to ban gun silencers. That goes with legislation earlier in the week to get rid of magazines that would have any more than 10 rounds, turning many gun owners, yourself, I'm going to guess, and me for sure, into criminals if we refuse to turn in such things to the government agents, right? I mean, that's where we are in the conversation.
Well, yeah, that's what a ban is. The item becomes contraband, and that means ultimately you could be shot for possessing it. Silencers really don't make things silent. In fact, they are required in several European countries as a safety device. In fact, we all own silencers if we own cars, because the same technology that muffles your car, your muffler, muffles your firearm.
Gotcha. Same technology, same thing.
Exactly the same.
I've seen people use, I think it was steel wool, I don't recall, and 20-ounce plastic beverage bottles over the muzzle to control the amount of sound that is released, right? I've seen that trick. So who knows?
Right. Yeah, pillows work, too. I did that one with some cops one time on a range, and pillows actually work. The genie's out of the bottle. The technology exists. Banning them isn't going to make them disappear. It's just another way to create more gun laws, more uncertainty. It's actually completely counterproductive when it comes to human health. These things were invented to save human hearing. I personally get a little passionate about this one because I lost a portion, not a huge portion, but a portion of my hearing during the time I was an infantry soldier because of all the shooting. In fact, you know, if you talk to anybody who did a lot of shooting in the 50s and 60s, most of them need hearing aids right now. That's not a coincidence.
No. I can guarantee you I've lost a good portion of my hearing, and a lot of it is from shooting. I remember once sitting in a blind and taking a shot and realizing after I had taken the shot and it felt like an anvil had been dropped on my head that the muzzle of the firearm was not all the way out the window. Man, is that loud.
It is. And, you know, those of us who just have some mild high-frequency hearing loss can kind of joke about it, but some folks who are professionals, soldiers and others, have constant ringing in their ears, and it drives a small number of people to suicide every year.
Well, yeah, I can, you know, I have ringing in my ear. But I don't just blame guns. I also hold Molly Hatchet partially responsible for the performance at the Jackson County Fair that tore my head just about clean off. They were so loud.
But they did warn you that you were flirting with disaster, so.
They did, yeah. I saw The Who a few times, saw a few concerts, but I can guarantee you, without question, it's not even a close contest. Molly Hatchet, loudest thing I ever saw in person. Good Lord. And there you get a little glimpse inside of what Gruber was made of, right? There you have it. Anyhow, what do you think about all these, back to the gun control stuff? Is this stuff going to make it through? Is it just for show? Is it posturing? And there was something about a handgun grip something or other. I don't own one, so I'm not particularly clear on what the piece of equipment is that they're also trying to ban.
Yeah, what they're doing is chipping around the edges at first, and I believe that the proposals are only going to get worse. Because there are folks out there who simply don't want anyone but the government to have guns. That's their goal. And they'll take anything they can get. They'll move any pawn on the chessboard. They're all infringements. They are all just a way to make the world safer for criminals, honestly, because the law-abiding people are not a threat. As far as the practical application, there are some pro-gun Democrats. Not a completely partisan issue in that sense. And, you know, one in particular who has said he's going to hold the line on the filibuster, for example, is Joe Manchin in the U.S. Senate. And there are certainly it's not completely a party line issue, I guess, is really what I want to hit.
I don't see John Tester of Montana, a gun owner, voting for much gun control either. I'll give you that. I think it's unlikely, but you don't know until it comes down the pipe. We'll see what happens. Anyhow, good having you here, Doolin. As always, a good conversation, enlightening, to say the least. And I appreciate it. As always, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Gruber. You too.
There you have it. All right. And if you're looking for some great water, go to my good friends at Wolverine Water. My friend Paul Mahaney has been there for years. The company's almost 75 years old. Yeah, they've been doing it here in Michigan for 75 years. Your friends and neighbors, Michigan made Wolverine Water. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.